very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm in such a great mood because we're going to have a fantastic show tonight. I've got to say happy birthday to Paul. Today is his birthday. So, Paul, happy birthday to you and to my friend Ernie. Yesterday was your birthday and all you other birthdays this month. Happy birthday. I'm cruising along. It's been a fantastic day. Family reunion, everyone. So, actually, you were just listening to our dear friend Kelly McGrath over there in L.A. It's 11 o'clock here in New York. Kelly just had Music Evolution Revolution. And why am I so happy tonight? You know why? Because it's like, it's just a good day. You know, and I've got Tamara here. So, Tamara, pull up your mic because we've got to talk before we bring on our phenomenal guest tonight. So, what's up, my girl, Tamara?
Well, hello there, Mr. Max. I am so glad to be back on the air again tonight. I am amazing, and I am just ecstatic, electric about this guest we're going to have on tonight.
You know, because I got to tell everyone, we have Chester C. coming up, and he is amazing. So before you call in, the lines are not open yet. Go to myspace.com, okay? Music Chester. That's myspace.com, Music Chester, all right? And, man, there's so much. All right, Tamara, I got to talk to you first. A friend of mine came over the other day, Ivy, and she's like incredible. I love this girl. And she works for this company called Giant Microbes, okay? And Giant Microbes, guys, is the most fantastic, fantastic website. Go to giantmicrobes.com because what they do is they like take a cell under the microscope and they enlarge it into plush toys, okay? So like literally right now in front of me, I have herpes in a petri dish in plush toys and bad breath. So, but I think, Tamara, what do you think? If you have bad breath, you're not getting herpes. So it's kind of like a weird combination that I have tonight.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of sick, right? I mean, the whole idea is to send these toys to an ex-lover or somebody that you want revenge on. Is that the deal?
Well, no. Well, first of all, they're like educational, number one, you know, so let's
just
play it that way.
Okay.
But then on top of it, we're twisted a little bit. So it's like, how fun would it be to like, you know, give someone herpes in a toy version? I mean, it's such a ridiculous conversation, but it's so funny. And like bad breath, and you can give someone a sperm and an egg. You can give someone E. coli. You can give someone penicillin, toxic, mold. I mean, anthrax, swine flu, the list goes on and on. My friend Paul had the best quote because his quote was, I showed him what syphilis looks like as a toy, and he goes, syphilis really doesn't look that bad after all.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's educational, and this is what it looks like. This is the shape of it under a microscope.
And this is what it is as a toy. Check out the website, giantmicrobes.com. It's just, I told them I would plug them because they sent me a box of herpes, of brain cells, of MRSA, of bad breath. So I was like, I love the product. I'm going to totally endorse it because it's a fun,
honey,
educational.
Okay.
All right. Moving along.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
Moving along. It's just fun. And I'm like holding bad breath in my hands right now as a little plush toy. So,
and which one is that? What does that look like?
It just looks like this little green thing with two little eyes. It looks really friendly, but you know, it's like a cute, looks like a dog toy almost, but they're hysterical. But
herpes one look like?
Herpes is in a little petri dish. It looks like little egg yolks floating in a petri dish. I mean, the guy's ingenious. He really, really is an ingenious guy. His name is Drew Oliver, and he started this company, Giant Microbes. But you know what? We've got so much to talk about tonight that go to giantmicrobes.com. It's self-explanatory, people. Tamara, I hear you're dating someone.
Oh my gosh, Max, I am ecstatic. I had one of the best dates, the best experiences this last week ever. And you remember when we had Mika on the show and she was our psychic, our divine angel, and she's saying, Tamara, I'm seeing that there's a relationship for you in the future here. And I'm like, really? Because I have been so focused on, you know, getting my book done and, you know, building up my platform, doing all that kind of stuff that I thought, well, you know what? I guess I could be ready. And I love what you always say, Max, because you say whatever you're looking for is looking for you. And it's amazing because I didn't do anything to make this happen. You know, it's just almost like, you know, it's divine when it shows right. up and you're like, whoa. I mean, and it is really better than anything I could have ever dreamt up. I mean, anything I could have ever said, yeah, I would pick this. So, I mean, when this guy shows up, I mean, I was like, oh, my heart be still.
That, you know what? No, don't say my heart be still, because then you'll drop dead. I say keep your heart beating and go have fun with him. But, you know, I'm so glad you brought up Mika. You know why? I have to tell you. I had a private mm-hmm. reading with Mika. All right, everyone, go to Mika's page. It is mm-hmm. angelsdivineguidance.com. Mika is amazing. She's been on my show. Go to my archives. You'll find them there. Mika did a private reading for me, and we reconnected my inner child with my father.
Ah.
Okay, it was so powerful. It was so real. And the reason why it was so real is because literally Mika's like, close your eyes and I want you to picture this. So literally I pictured the whole me as a child, like a little boy. It was the most incredible, intense feeling. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we worked out so many things between issues that, you know, I have with people at my house in Italy and just like, all like life issues, and like it was such an amazing feeling. So go to angelsdivineguidance.com because you're going to get a fantastic deal. Call Mika, tell her you heard about us, heard about her on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, and she's going to give you a discount. Okay, her number there is 310-770-2173, angelsdivineguidance.com. Tamara, amazing. I suggest her. You got a boyfriend out of the deal, so hello. I mean, let's
Max,
keep it
so,
real.
Max, that had to have been one of the most moving experiences ever. I mean, in your mind's eye, could you literally, like, reach out and, like, grab a hold of your dad's hand? Was there an exchange of conversation?
We were, like, literally, like, I was, like, coloring on the stairs at my old house. It was so vivid. It was like I was there again. It was incredible. It was
truly
Honey,
that is so
incredible. I'm like, you know, it was a great experience. I truly recommend her. And, you know, I got to tell you, Tamara, we played the song last week, Goddamn, You're Beautiful by Chester C. We had such a response to it that I was like, everyone, like my producer's like, you've got to get in touch with him. We've got to have him on the show because he is going to be the next best thing. And everyone was like, I'm like absolutely agreeing with this. I know that you've looked up his website, myspace.com/musicchester. Check that out. The song last week we played was Goddamn You're Beautiful because my friend Wayne Lucas Scott, he sent me the video on Facebook and was like, you've got to hear this voice. And the next thing you know, it's like, you know, sensation because of Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. Speaking of Twitter, go to twitter.com, Max Tucci. Hit me up there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on my T-Mobile Sidekick, so you could always get in touch with me there. I have to say hi to my cousin Zoe. There's so much going on tonight, Tamara. But you enjoyed the song last week, didn't you? Goddamn, you're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you could just close your eyes and be there. You know, Max, before we leave this one thing, did your dad have a message for you?
Basically, what Mika told me was that, like, she said, like, whatever you're doing, he's so proud of you that you're doing it. Keep doing it.
Oh, see? Mm-mm-mm.
You know, the validation of that. You know, I was 8 years old when my father died. So to have that validation was just so incredible, you know? It was really a great healing. You know, last week we talked about healing. We had Dr. Rodney on, and little did you know, what you're looking for is looking for you. You know, so I put out that healing, and obviously I needed it. So there you go, and I had it.
Oh, but, honey, that's so beautiful because I got the healing this week, too.
It was great. We're all just like, we're like giddy today. Don't you feel giddy?
I do, baby. I'm excited.
So besides that, how was your week? Did you have a great week?
It was healing. Like for both of us. I mean, we have Dr. Rodney on last week and then both of us have just gone through like a transformation. That's so beautiful. What Mika did with you and your dad.
Yeah. You know, I said last week, we've got to connect the body, mind, and spirit, you know, but I got to tell you something because we've got Chester C on. I know that the phone lines, people are going to want to call in. They're not open yet, but I have a feeling that tonight I know we're going to have a great show. Don't you know that too, Tamara?
I feel it. It's awesome.
And you know why I know that? Because there's a great song that Chester has called Tonight I Know. So Dina, you're out there in the studio tonight in LA. Can we actually get Tonight I Know up playing because you know what? Tonight I know we're going to have a great show because we've got Chester C. on. And his song that we're going to play tonight.
I was scared and unaware of what your touch meant. I tried to fight it, couldn't hide it. I was falling for you. But I lose control and I don't know if I can do this. Cause every time I'm near you, well, I just feel so helpless. I try to leave, but something brings me closer to you. Fall in love a little more each day, and I don't have the strength to stay away. So tonight I know, tonight I know, tonight I know, I know, I know, tonight I know. Never been so sure about a single.
Tonight I know. I told you, Tamara, tonight I know we're going to have a great show. That's Chester C, everybody, on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. And you know what the best part is? This is why I love having a radio show. Because you just heard him, and you know what? We've got him on the line. So, Chester, pull up the mic, because you're here with us.
Yo!
What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Chester.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Wow. Well,
we're
amazing.
We're so glad we have you on the show. Tell him, Tamara.
Thank you.
That's right. You know what, Chester? You have got so much heart and soul in your music, and you can tell, like, in the lyrics and just the way that you weave it together through the music. I mean, it just transports us to a different place. It's beautiful.
You're too nice. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Well, you know what? Yeah. We're real, too. And you know what? That's like what we were saying. You know what? We've got to have this kid on because he's going to be an amazing – I really think that you're going to go places. And Tamara and I always figure out who we're going to have on the show, and we're very, you know, we're not picky because it's Max and Friends and we have this inner circle. But it was like, you know what, this kid's going to be something big and we want to have him before he gets too big. So always keep your feet planted on the ground. But nonetheless, you know what, right, Tamara?
No matter how, if I get huge, I'm still going to come back to Max and Friends, no problem.
All right, cool. You're one of the stars.
But you know what, why don't
you tell people who don't know about you, because I know there's some out there, but we want them to know about you. So, you know what? You're the host for Disney 365. My niece Lily is just all about you. And so why don't you tell people, besides music, what you do? And then obviously we're going to talk about your music. So tell us what you do.
Yeah, Disney 365. I host, but I kind of like to think of it as more as an acting role because I'm a little older than I would call Chester from Disney. He's sort of a 16-year-old kid that acts like he's 12 and he's always extremely excited to meet people. And yeah, basically, it's Disney to Survive. It's an interstitial show between shows on the Disney Channel. I've been doing it for a little over 3 years, which has been really cool because I get to meet a lot of the Disney stars before they're actual like stars. And I basically interview them on the show and, like I said, act like I'm 12 years old. So
that's very. How much fun is that?
It's a blast. I have a lot of fun. It's like this ongoing joke, though, that I actually talk that way when I'm not doing the show. You know the voice, right?
Speak the voice.
Yeah. Well, it'd be like, hey, so I'm on Max and Friends. He's very hyper and excited. He's like, hey, Selena, so what's it like to be on a red carpet? You know, and it's not
now
real.
You're talking about Selena Gomez, clearly, right?
Yeah, when I say Selena, yeah. I love Selena. She's one of my favorite Disney kids. She's like the most real, down-to-earth, sweetest girl. She's cool.
We want to have her on the show. So whenever you see her next, we want her on the show. But absolutely. So here's the deal. You know, speaking of acting and acting like a 12-year-old boy, you just did a vampire movie. So tell us about this movie.
Yeah, well, that was the exact opposite of a 12-year-old boy. That was seriously one of the best experiences ever. The entire cast and crew was just so phenomenal. I don't really want to name names because everyone was just so much fun to work with. But the character, Jack O'Keefe, he's this kind of street rat character who goes through a really hard time, and basically it's a straight horror movie and there's vampires involved in it, and it's nothing like Twilight. it's gory and I end up killing everyone, and it's something that Chester from Disney would never do.
Now when does this movie, that's what you need, man. So when does this movie come out?
Well, you know, right now it's on basically it's a 30-minute. It's a short. It's a short film. It's about 40 minutes, I think, in length. They're making a 30-minute cut of it, and, you know, they're going to be putting it into all the festivals and whatnot. It's on pre-order right now if you go to, myspace.com/consumption film. They have all the details there.
Cool. You know what? I'm all about a 40-minute film. What about you, Tamara? I'm like, my attention span is so short, that's perfect for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Chester, that's got to be one of the most incredible opposites in getting in touch with your shadow. I mean, what was it like to embrace that part of you, that diabolical, that could suck the blood of people?
Yeah.
So, I mean, was that just like...
I wasn't a vampire. I was a vampire killer. So, it was almost a dream role, and here's why. I basically play this, like, druggy kind of character at the beginning, to be honest. But in the end, somehow, I kind of turn into Van Damme and basically kill these, like, vampires, one of which is huge. He's, like, this huge guy who, with no problem at all, like, picks me up from the ground and, like, lifts me up over his head. The guy is just, you know, super strong. And, you know, I fend off that vampire and I don't, like I said, I was pretty stoked that I'm in my wife beater, bloody wife beater, just, you know, killing vampires. That's pretty cool.
Tearing it up. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
We're not going to kill anyone here tonight. What we're actually going to do is open up the phone lines. So everyone, don't kill my switchboard. If you have a blocked number, unblock your number because we don't take block calls. Mm-hmm. The number to the studio is 323-203-0815. If you want to speak to Chester, call us. If you want to speak to Max, call me. If you want to speak to Tamara, you know what to do. Dial 323-203-0815. And like I said, don't kill my switchboard because Shaquita will kill you. So anyway.
That's right. So Chester, so when you go after them, are you like driving a stake in their heart, and do you have any stunt people doing the flip things?
Yeah, no stunt people. Which I was there's some scenes with where there was maggots involved. I wish there were stunt people, but No, yeah, it's funny you say steak. That's definitely one of the ways I kill one of the vampires, is a steak through the heart. So,
speaking of a steak through a heart, I love steak, but we've got a caller on the line right now. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hello?
Hi.
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 What's your name?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, my name's Courtney.
And Courtney, where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
And do you have a question for Chester?
I was reading on the internet and I saw something that you were like in the army. Is that true?
No. I think what you read was a photo of me where I'm like, I look extremely cheesy. I need to take it down, and I'm wearing dog tags. I just tagged it, like, when I was in the Army. It was just a joke.
Okay.
But... But a lot of my buddies are actually in the military. My dad was... I'm a Navy brat. My dad is a retired Navy. My grandparents were all Marines, so I should have been in the military, but no, I opted for school and not being in the military.
Well, thanks, Courtney, for your call. Also, everyone, if you want to call, I'm going to tell you in advance, just lower your radio behind you if you want to call in. Again, the number here is 323-203-0815. Unblock your call, otherwise you're not going to be able to call in. Anyway, we've got another caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate, do you have a question for friend Chester?
I just want to say hi. I'm actually from Rhode Island, and I just started your new street team.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. How did you come up for the idea for your EP, the Nikki thing?
Well, Nikki. that's an easy one.
I'm hiring you, Kate, because you just set that up. Perfect timing. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope she's not listening. No, she's probably
not. No, we're going to hire Kate here, because I was going to ask you, you've got your EP coming out. Nikki, you know, it's all about Nikki, so why don't you tell us what N-I-K-K-I stands for?
There's two EPs that will be coming out, and one of which is the one we're talking about now. It's called Nikki, and it's not finished yet. Three of the songs are done, two of the songs are still in the works. But basically... Nikki is a concept EP where N-I-K-K-I stands for, each letter stands for one of the songs. For instance, the second I in Nikki stands for a song. It's on YouTube. It's called I'm Falling For You. And that one just got its first bounce down from the producer sent to me like 2 days ago. The point is, you know, it goes from N-I-K-K-I and it starts with meeting Nikki, you know, falling for her, not knowing what to really do from there because she's a friend. And then... in the end, the last song, unfortunately, is titled It's Just Not Meant to Be, and it kind of tells the story of when, you know, he goes up to Nikki and actually confesses how he feels and what happens. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Now, when is that coming out?
Yeah, that all depends on how quickly I can finish the last song and a half.
I got to finish you up real quick here because we've got another caller on. Caller, you're live. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Priya from Pennsylvania.
And do you have a question for Chester? What's up?
Hello?
Hi, you have a question for Chester?
Hi, Chester.
Hey, what's up?
Well, it's more like a comment.
So, okay.
Remember your live chat on August 21st, I think it was?
I think so. We did a couple in the few days, but I'm sure we only did a couple, so.
Well, remember someone, like, kept saying yogurt?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you sang a song about it?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do.
Yeah. Well, that was me and my friend.
Oh, okay. I think it's posted somewhere. This crazy internet world.
Yeah, my friend posted it on YouTube.
That's awesome. So you liked my yogurt song?
Yes, I love your yogurt song, and I just, that was Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That was amazing. thank you for singing it.
Priya, that was all for you then. Thank you for giving me the inspiration to write it.
Thanks for your call. So, Chester, let's talk about your inspiration real quick. Sorry,
yeah. Tamara. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You see, Tamara, we're on the same page. You asked him.
We're in sync. We are so in sync. Yes, I mean, Chester, this is amazing. It sounds like you are just living your purpose. It says on your website that the only thing you want to do is write music. How is it that you got to that place, that inspiration that allows you to live your dream? I mean, live your passion.
It's kind of crazy. A lot of things have kind of like happened in the last like 4 or 5 months for me that have kind of put me in the position to really just, like you said, kind of do what I love to do and not be so stressed. Cause it's a super tough city, LA. It's like, it'll eat you up and spit you out. And, I think, you know, just having an amazing like family and friends and so much support kind of, and I'm at the lower end of things, but I feel pretty great about where I'm at in life with being able to go home and just write music and concentrate there. And that's really helped out a lot with me being creative. But getting there, I mean, it's really been, I never took piano lessons. My parents were always like, you know, whatever you want to do. And they never made me do anything. And it's always been a stress relief for me my whole life. And I really got involved, actually, to give you a little insight on where it comes from. For me, and any of my old friends will be a testament to this, I learned Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams when I was, I don't know, sixth grade.
Right.
And I realized the power of that with girls. And I was, and from there on out, I was like, man, this is it. You know, if you get behind a piano and you play Bryan Adams, Everything I Do, the girls come. It's like that. It's that easy. So, and then there was like a 2-year span where it was Casey and JoJo's All My Life. It was like a 2-year span where that was like the hit song to play on the piano.
So, that was the song.
So I learned quickly that, you know, it's beneficial to get in the world of love songs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I got to tell you, it sounds like you are living the good life. So much of the fact that you even wrote a song called I'm Living the Good Life. So, Dina, can we get playing by Chester C on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, I'm Living the Good Life. Let's play it now. Get it up. Pump it up.
Flat tire on the side of the road. You're late for work, you forgot your phone. Seems like everything's just going wrong. Try your best to keep things cool. With everything going wrong, that's hard to do. This goes on and on and on. Take a look.
living the good life. Chester C on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're all living the good life. Tamara, what do you think of that song?
Oh, man. You know, you can just be transported right there no matter what. I mean, that's what that song does.
Tamara, you're playing. Tamara, you're the biggest cougar right now. Come on.
Oh, no. Watch out. Cougar. I got some sharp teeth.
All right, everyone. And you know what? If you got some sharp fingers, dial up 323-203-0815. Caller, we want to take you right now. So put them on, Dina. Let's talk. See who's on the line. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hey.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi. Lily. Your niece.
Lily, this is my niece, Chester. Give me 1 second, everybody. How are you, Lily?
Good.
Did you have a fun day today?
Yes.
I love you so much.
Love you too.
All right, so Chester, say hi to Chester, because that's who you want to talk to. Say hi, Lily. Can you believe it? It's your boy from Disney 365. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Lily, what's going on?
Nothing, I'm just in my bedroom. Well,
you're just hanging out in your bedroom?
Yep.
So what's happening? You have a question?
Last week on the phone when we were in the car talking to you, mm-hmm. you said you did the show, Disney 365. What one did you do? The one with Selena Gomez?
I've been doing those shows for a little over 3 years now. So the one I did a few with Selena. I think I did like four or so with Selena Gomez. So there's one that I think the one that's airing right now is the one where it's with Selena and Jennifer Stone and we're at the Disney park.
Oh, is that the one yeah, you're thinking of? I saw that one.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It's cool.
Awesome, thanks.
The voice is very weird.
My voice is very weird when I'm a Disney guy or
no,
my voice is weird right now?
No. Like when
he's a Disney character? When he talks on the show. Lily, what's your favorite song? Lil, what's your favorite song that Chester sings?
Goddamn, you're beautiful.
I love
thank
it.
You. Actually, you want to know something about that song and Selena?
Yeah.
This totally made my day. I'd met her one time, like a long, long time ago, and the next time we met up, she came up to me and told me that she had that song on her iPod, and it made my year. And then Demi, and I think because her friends, told me the same thing, and I was just, like, ecstatic. And I felt so cool that like, I had a song on these two superstars' iPods. I thought, isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah, it is. And my mom would like to talk. My mom would like to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, your mama wants to... What is this, like, family hour with Max and Friends here, Lil?
I
need to go to bed. It's 30.
She's going to bed. I'm making her say goodnight because she's rambling and pacing back and forth. She's so excited right now.
That's so cute.
Nikki, it sounds like
no, we
want
to say goodnight. And then, Chester, you're on my iPod, too, if that counts for anything.
Yes. That's even better. That's awesome.
Chester, actually, Nikki's one of my producers. That's who you spoke to earlier today because I pull her in from time to time to help me with shows. So that's who you're speaking to. So you're singing at her wedding. You promised that to her.
No, I know. Nikki with 1K. No worries.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, Nikki. Well,
okay,
you know
guys,
what?
Have a good night. Have a fun show.
Have a good night and love you much.
Bye. Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Soon.
Bye.
This is Family Hour with Max and Friends.
Yes.
Chester, you have no idea. My niece was like in the car when she knew that we were on the phone with you. She was like, oh my God, can I call on the show tonight? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, how am I going to call in? I'm like, Lily, your uncle is, you know, hello, the host for the show. I got some pull here. So, because the lines, Chester, I got to tell you, the lines, Dina just told me the lines are like blowing up. So,
oh, awesome.
People love you, but yeah, how cool, isn't it cool to have like a celebrity tell you, I've got your song in my iPod?
No, that's what I mean, and I respect both those girls very much. I think they're both extremely talented, and so when she told me that, yeah, it was really cool. I was like, and because I'm not known for music in that world, in the Disney world at all, right. So for her to check it out and put it on her iPod was pretty cool.
Mm. You know, it's like when celebrities tell me, like, oh, I listen to Max and Friends, I'm like, well, stop listening to it. We want you on it. But yeah. You know what? It's a lot of fun. But a lot of people, you know, they have this thing about interviews. You know, my whole concept and Tamara's concept of the show is like, you know, we're having a good time. We don't want to know about your dirt. You know, that's what Inquirer is for. So we have a good time here. But,
we love to support the people that come in our inner circle, because the brighter you shine, I mean, we just shine with you. So we're blessed to have you.
Oh, that's thank right. you, guys. I'm blessed to get a call from you guys and be on the show. So thanks very much.
Now, Lily said her favorite song was Goddamn, You're Beautiful. I think that's like what everyone's favorite song is. That song, I don't know if you know or not, but people, he's had like literally hundreds and thousands of hits on YouTube. And that song, I might be wrong on this because I didn't fact check it yet, but I was like, you know what, if it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm sorry, it's my fault. But apparently that song was also on like a TV show in Germany.
No way.
Wow.
I'm gonna find out for you, because if it was, we're gonna get your money. Don't worry, because also, you know, I got hookups with a collection agency. So if that's the case, we're gonna
tell them to stop calling me then.
But you know what? That's don't worry. Yeah. You'll be making enough money. You won't have to worry. But and you know what? I've got some advice for you. One of my favorite quotes, because you know we always talk about quotes, Tamara and I. But I love quotes, and a great person, Mr. B from TCC, once told me the key to success, everyone, here's the key. Write it down. Very simple. For every three that you make, save two and spend one. So for every three you make, save two and spend one, and you'll always be ahead of the game.
Key to success is?
Save two. For every three you make, save two and spend one.
Got it. Okay, I'm actually writing that down right now.
Write it down. So, Chester, have you had like the most craziest, busiest week? Like, you know, I hooked you up on Twitter. I hooked you up with Facebook, and you're just like all over the place. When do you have time to breathe?
I don't lately, but you know what? It's been amazing. I can't complain about being busy. I fake complain about it all the time, but I'm in love with it. I've been traveling like back and forth. One day, literally, I kid you not, I was on the East Coast and I had some layovers, so I literally went from North Carolina to Chicago to Dallas to San Francisco back to Charlotte over to D.C. in a 24-hour period. And it was that day wasn't that much fun, but overall, it's been great to be busy, so I can't complain.
So, Chester, are you in a relationship?
No. So, all the single ladies, no. No, I'm not in a relationship right now. So I got denied by Nikki. So I'm still on the.
Okay. Well, there's another, inspiration for more songs. Well, would it be difficult to have a relationship with the kind of schedule that you keep?
You know, I mean, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of a problem, I think, for me right now. But I don't know when the busy will slow down or speed up. I think it's just, I was talking to someone today actually about that kind of, and he was like, well, you know, love just hits you like a ton of bricks. When it happens, and so.
Yes.
And you know what's hitting us here like a ton of bricks? Our callers. So, caller, we got you live on. Put your radio down. All right. I think we have a little problem. Sorry about that. Wow. That was like Twilight Zone. But like I said, what's hitting us? The bricks are callers. Callers, please do me a big favor and do the station a favor. Lower your radios if you're going to call in. Otherwise, we got to disconnect you, and we hate doing that. But so you know, you did your video, Goddamn, You're Beautiful. It's all over YouTube. How much? We got a caller. Caller, you're live. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hello? This is John from Minnesota.
Hi, John.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hello?
Hello.
What's your question for Chester?
I just want to tell Chester hi.
Hey man, what's going on? What's happening?
And then I like to watch your YouTube videos a lot, and just want to ask you, who's that girl in most of your videos?
That is an amazing, amazing human being named Lana McKissick. I believe you're talking about the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lana. She has her own YouTube page and some stuff going off on the internet. She's one of my best friends, She is, and I'm going to see her this Wednesday for the first time in a long time, and I'm stoked about it. You should check out her stuff. She's really great. She's like I said, a really close friend of mine from college, and we keep in touch. We make videos together sometimes when we're bored. But yeah,
and where can we find her? On YouTube, obviously.
Oh my gosh, I'm such a bad friend. I don't have it on me, the exact like URL, but if you you can find her through me on YouTube,
exactly.
Or you can look up her name.
And you know what? We've got another caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hi.
My name's Mike. I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Okay,
Hi. Cool.
Do you have a question for Chester?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say your music is awesome, and it's inspired me a lot to, like, make my own music and all that kind of stuff, so.
When's your album coming out?
Thanks. Oh, was that? Who was that?
No, that's my girlfriend Sarah.
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm Sarah.
Hey, the album, I don't have an album really in the works. I have the two 5-song EPs that I plan on releasing within 2 to 3 months. But I'll be dropping, like, singles on iTunes sporadically every few weeks, probably till then anyway.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
cool.
Thanks,
right.
I appreciate
is,
you telling me.
You. From,
you know,
we got from people calling from Canada, from all over. You're just like the man of the hour on Max and Friends here. We got Chester C on. Everyone go to myspace.com/musicchester. You know, Sybil Hall, if you're listening, Sybil Hall, I'm going to introduce you to Sybil Chester, and I don't do this often, but Sybil is an amazing friend of mine. She started this group. They were on my radio show before, East West Boys. She also has Varsity Fan Club. She's, like, big in the industry. They're huge on Disney Radio now. And I'm going to put her in touch with you. Sybil, get your ass on the line and call, because I know I spoke to you yesterday, and I'm still waiting to talk to you. It's been such a crazy day. But, Sybil, I know you're listening, so got to put that out there. But nonetheless, we got the man of the hour, Chester C. Everyone, myspace.com/ChesterMusic. Music Chester, sorry about that. And check him out there. And what I want to tell you all is, I think we want to play another song because, you know what, this show flies by so fast. But before we play the song, how was it to do your goddamn Your Beautiful video?
Well, okay, you know, I'm going to fill you guys in on a little secret right away. The girl in that video, you want to take a wild stab at her? I got that, what her name is?
Nikki.
There you go. So, it was interesting. I mean, I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of crazy. We just did it really, very quickly. The director, Jonathan, really great guy. He just contacted me and said that he, liked my work and, you know, wanted to do a music video with me. And that was a while ago. Like, I want to say almost a year before we actually did it. Contacted me again about it and through his school and had the whole setup, you know, whole production, whole crew, and then just kind of put it all together. And I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. The best part was probably doing the underwater scenes because it was like freezing that day for no reason in the middle of like whatever month we shot that in. But it was like super cold, and of course that was the day that we had to do the underwater stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
So. Now, tell us real quick who inspired you, because I know there's a lot of people that have inspired you musically, so who are they?
Right away I'm going to say Elton John, Billy Joel, Ben Folds. The piano guys, I like The Fray right now. It's probably one of my favorite bands. I think they have a really, really cool sound. Lyrically, my favorite artist is probably Brad Paisley. Every time I hear an amazing country song, if I don't, which I normally just recognize his voice, but if it's just a great song, I'm like, oh, it's probably Brad Paisley. Because he's just phenomenal. I love him. He's great. So, and that's kind of where I kind of want to go is I would love to have like a Frey sound with a Brad Paisley kind of lyric sense. I think that is kind of cutting edge, would be the cool new thing if I could do it correctly.
You can. Well, we're going to get
cool
you.
Combination.
Awesome combination. We're going to work on getting you signed. Watch and see. Because you know what? What you're looking for is looking for you. So keep that in mind. Now, Chester, I got to ask you, do you have any favorite quotes?
Yeah, I do. You
ready
for this?
Shoot. Yep.
Okay. If you have bad breath, you won't get herpes.
You know what? I'm going to send bad breath and herpes because the company's amazing, and I'm actually holding them both hand right now, and we will have them FedEx to you, so don't worry about that.
No, I'll give you a different quote. That's from the great Max, but yeah. Here's a quote. I'll be cheesing you. I'll give you a quote I actually really like instead of a funny one. Actually, can I give you two? I got to give you two. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're the man of the hour. Okay. What's up?
Okay, so the first one, because someone told me this the other day and it cracked me up, and it was just, was learning cursive really necessary? That's not really a quote, more or less, but I even tweeted that the other day because I thought it was just brilliant. I was like, there's so much truth in that. Okay, so no, here's my real quote. It's not being at the right place at the right time, but it's being at the right place at the right time and being prepared for it. And I love that quote. It was told to me by a teacher at the first conservatory I went to, and it just kind of stuck with me because it's so true. It has nothing to do about being at the right place at the right time at all, because that happens all the time for people. It's just a matter of whether or not you can take advantage of that moment. And that really keeps me focused on, like, practicing, working on my craft as an actor, as a musician, writing songs, being ready to, at the drop of a hat, like, go on tour if that's what needs to happen, or, you know, take on a role that, you know, takes on some acting chops, whatever it may be, just staying focused and practicing on everything I can so that when those moments do happen, I'm ready to go. So that's my quote.
I know Tamara's got something to say about that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It reminds me of something that Gandhi said. The future depends on what we do in the present.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm going to give you all my quote since we're on course now, and it's from an amazing person called Colin Hightower. And the quote is, wisdom is what's left after we run out of personal opinions.
Mm.
So, I like it.
Put that in your
pocket. That is so beautiful because
it's left after we run out of personal opinions. Why is that beautiful, Tamara?
That is so beautiful because then we get past all the judgments, and when you get underneath it all is really the truth.
It is. And you know what? Now, Chester, we can find you on Twitter, of course, right? How do we find you on Twitter?
Just my name. My last name is spelled my first and last name together. My last name is S-E-E. So Chester C.
That's how you do it.
Twitter.com/ Chester C, as in S-E-E.
And of course, y'all know.
It's so confusing.
It's so perfect. You know why? Because it's exactly what it needs to be. Everyone, mine is Max Tucci. Go to Twitter.com/Max Tucci. Tamara, we got to get you up on Twitter. Hello?
Hello? I think someone did, and I don't know how to work it, so I need your help.
You've got a new boyfriend now. You don't have time for Twitter.
I got to be honest. I'm obsessed with Twitter right now. Like, I wasn't really into it, and then Mandy Van Dyne, she plays the lead vampire in Consumption. Mm-hmm. She introduced me to the world of Twitter, Uber Twitter, and just how it works. And I can't get off it. It's just I'm obsessed.
Wow.
It's taken over my life. It's become a problem.
And you know what's taken over my life and our life, you guys, is time. Because time is run out. Time has run out. Mm-hmm. You know what? And it's like, I wanted to, everyone, go to my archive last week so you can hear Goddamn You're Beautiful. Because actually, I've just been given the go that as we go, we're going to sign off, we'll say goodnight to y'all, and then we're going to stay tuned because we're going to play the song, It's Time to Go. But before we do that, Chester, it's been awesome having you on the show. We want you to come back, for sure.
Oh, I'd love to come out. You guys are great, man. You guys, this is fun, man. This is a good time.
We love you.
Absolutely. And you've got to give a shout out to, you're on the road right now, so give a shout out to the hotel. Let them know and you'll get your room for free. Where are you staying? Don't say what city, but what hotel brand.
Well, I already Twitter what city, so should I?
All right. What hotel are you staying in? Give them a shout out.
the Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so big up to the Sheraton for housing Chester C, everyone. We love you there, Sheraton. Thanks so much for making this possible tonight because he's actually there right now using your landline. So we want to thank you right now and give him a free room for tonight because we just plugged y'all. So if you're staying in any area, let Sheraton be the place where you're going to rest your head. And everyone, remind you, Delta is going to take you where you need to go. Go to Delta.com because that's the airline I fly and I love it. Shaquita tried to call in. We love you, Shaquita, but the show is over. Call in next Sunday. We got to have you on. We love you. We miss you. And other than that, Chester, have a wonderful week. I'm going to talk to you after the show. Tamara,
Yes, love.
You know what I got to say too? I love you. And I just
want to
talk after the show, so don't worry about that. But other than all that, Chester, it's been a blessing having you on. Stay focused, be inspired, and remember where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. And what you're looking for is looking for you, Chester.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much. You guys, can't say enough. You guys are great. Thank you so much for tonight.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for being with us. Enjoy your night. And remember, everyone, MySpace.com. Chester C. Here's a song. It's time to go. Bye, everyone. Bye, Tamara.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Stay tuned for CBS.
My fears are the tears and the sorrow. I think I'll just wait for tomorrow. 'Cause I can't find the strength to leave you right now. So I'll play my role in the meantime. The curtains have fell, I've got no line. What's left to say if it's been said before? I've searched myself for an answer I know. It's time to go. My needs and my wants have collided. You can't deny what the heart has decided. I'm fighting a battle I know I can't win. And I'm troubled by moments of laughter, reminding me what I was after. But it's never enough of a moment that lasts. Well, it's tough to say, but harder to show. It's time to go. It's not right for me to stick around and be something I'm not. I know it's not fair to you. The only thing I do is say our goodbyes. I know I should love you more, and I can't ignore. I'll miss you like hell. It's time to go. Deciding or stalling, 'cause I sing all the words but won't talk it. Sometimes I just wish you would tell me you're through. Cause I'm looking for places to put blame.
Listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.